Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You know, this is Keeping It Real with Riley, all around the Riley, your hostess, and my co-host, Robert Riley, he is going to be with us, among us in just a moment. I just want to tell you that God is good, and he is good all the time, and he is worthy to be praised, for there is none like him, no other God like him. He is God Almighty all by himself. He is who he say he is. But before we get into this word, let us first go to our Father in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bless your holy name. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for the opportunity to be before you once again. We thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to minister to your people once again. Lord, we don't take this lightly. We don't take it lightly at all. And we say thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. And Lord God, we bless your holy name. For there is none like you. Give the people ears to hear what the word is saying. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Today we will talk about these wonderful names of Jesus. You know, Jesus has his own name that we call him. And the Holy Spirit, God, each of them has names that has been contributed to them. And though some may ask, well, if God is a triune being, why do we have so many names? And that, I will tell you, that the reason is because you know he's your heavenly Father. And sometimes you may cry out, Heavenly Father. But then there may be a time when you're crying out, you might just say, Jesus. You might just say, Abba Father. So we just will give you a little definition behind some of these names that we use. And I was so blessed to be able to learn the meaning of the different names. I just thank God for who he is. You know, Jesus himself, he instructed us in John 16:24. You know, he was instructing us on how to come to him. He made it plain for us, but sometimes we need a little more understanding. Sometimes. And if you go with me in your Bible, if you just take the time to turn to John 16:24, you will find that what he said is this. He said,
hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full.
He said, ask it in his name. Ask in his name. But do we understand what that means? Do we understand what it means to pray in Jesus' name? Do we understand the authority of that name? You know, we might just use the phrase in the name of the Lord to assert the authority of the Lord, but the use of Jesus' name should be more than a mere postscript on our prayers, more even than an authoritative letterhead. To pray effectively in Christ's name, we must be in him, in union with his life and death. In his letters, Paul uses the prepositions in and together with to emphasize the connectedness of the believer to Christ and his authority and power. Praying in Jesus' name does not give our prayers extra power. The truth is, prayers are completely powerless in the first place unless they are in Jesus' name. Without Christ's intercession, no prayers would make it to the ears of God. The reason we are told to pray in and by his authority is not as some magic formula, but to put our own spirit and our own thinking in the right place, under and in him. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Riley, do you want to comment on anything?
All I got to say is Jesus.
We will talk about, it's about 50 of the names of Jesus. We will give you some of the meanings and Bible references. And, you know, Almighty, and that's coming to us in Revelation 1 and 8. And in Revelation 1, 8, it reads, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. So that would be why we call him Almighty, because Jesus is all-powerful. He is the all-powerful Lord. Nothing is beyond his reach or impossible for him. So, right there, Almighty. And there's other titles related to him, which would be Mighty God, Mighty in Battle, Power of God. The Mighty God, Mighty in Battle, and Power of God can be found in Isaiah 9 and 6, Psalms 24, 8, 1 Timothy 6, 15, and 1 Corinthians 1, 24. Moving on to number two, author and finisher. And we find that in Hebrews 12:2 is where we find that. And in Hebrews 12, verse 2, this is how it reads. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the Father, with the right hand of the throne of God. finisher. Jesus is our start, and our finish is what it means. Jesus was at the beginning of creation and will be there to the end. He is both the author of all that is and the one who sees his creation through to the end. And we can attribute to that Alpha and Omega, beginning and end, the first and last, as in Revelation 1:8, 21:6, and 22:13.
Yeah, reading I said that and this, I'm getting this myself, because this is something we've been called in these names, hearing these names like booth.
Yeah, that's the death. Go ahead.
Like,
take it on.
You know, I ain't going to
be love it. Go ahead.
Yeah, like beloved. We've been, you know, hearing it. I hear a lot on television, on the Now Network with Pastor Barnes. But, you know, really, really didn't understand who he was talking about. Me, I thought he was just calling us beloved.
Well, he was.
You know,
sometimes I call them beloved because of the fact that, see, beloved has such a profound meaning. You know, it says, to the praise of glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. See, so we are beloved, and he's beloved. That's why when I speak, I can say, beloved, because you are loved by Jesus.
Yeah,
and because he loved us, he gave his life for us. And what that means, let me give a more sound.
Jesus is at the center of God's love.
That's the meaning right there.
So,
it means that Christ is the beloved Son of the Father. And as such, the desire of all people who love God, all who love God will be drawn to Jesus. And another related title to that could be Desire of All Nations, as in Haggai 2:7, and Associate of God, as in Zechariah 13:7. Go ahead with that next one. The branch.
Branch? What's that?
Ooh!
Nah, that's one I really haven't heard.
Branch. The meaning. It is that Jesus is the shoot from David's line. Jesus is the offshoot of the line of David. And the paradoxically, also the root. He is a vine on which we depend for our life and nourishment. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we can attribute some related titles. The Nazarene branch in Hebrew. Matthew 2:23. Isaiah 11:1. The root of David, the shoot or the vine. Revelation 5:5, Isaiah 11:10, Isaiah 53:2, and John 15:1.
This is one.
I tell you, when I come to you, I tell you, have a pencil and paper, I'll be ready to take note. Because, see, I got to give it to you the way God give it to me. You know, and one of the ones.
Ooh, I like this one, though.
Go ahead, take that one on.
Bread of life.
Ooh.
Yes. Bread of life. Breath.
And what does it mean? Talk to us, Riley, about the meaning.
Hey. You know.
He don't like taking
He don't like taking points. I had to throw him under the bus, y'all.
It means that Jesus is our substance. He's the sustains of us. It's because of him that we are sustained. Not because of ourselves. See, Jesus is the bridegroom, and his church is the bride. He is the head of the church and cares for her.
Are you reading the right one?
That's what the bridegroom means.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going back up to Bread of Life, y'all. I jumped down so fast.
Yeah.
Bread of Life means that Jesus was born in Bethlehem, which means the house of bread. He is our spiritual nourishment and the substance of the world. All things are kept alive by him. He's the living bread. He's the living water.
Yes.
Now I can jump down to my bridegroom.
Yeah,
you can
go down there now.
It means that bridegroom, y'all. I put bridegroom up there with bread of life. Y'all forgive me. Bridegroom, Matthew 9:15, John 3:29, and Revelation 21:9, and it means Jesus leads and cares for us. Jesus is the bridegroom, and his church is the bride. He is the head of the church and cares for her. So head of church, as in Ephesians 5:23, head of the body, Ephesians 4:15-16. See, when I'm praying before Jesus, you know, when your spirit start making intercession for you, you don't always know what's going to come out your mouth. You know how you try to have your prayers all poised. Y'all, he did me. I be trying to have my prayers all poised, I'm going to pray this way. This is what I'm going to pray for this time. This is who I'm going to cover this time. And sometimes, y'all, well, a lot of times, he doesn't get me. I'll be trying to pray one way and all type of other things be coming out. You know, before I know it, you know, I'll be crying, Father, Abba, Father. I just ain't no telling what name I'm going to use when I'm going into prayer with my Father. You know, because I know who he is. I know. I have the results of my DNA test. I have the results of my spiritual DNA test, so I know who I am. And I know what authority I have to call on his name.
That's most of the time I get to praying, I just go into tongues, so.
I just
go start speaking in tongues and hey, and just let it flow.
You know, I call myself to do a short prayer today. I stayed in bed pretty late today because I was up last night watching my favorite person of interest. I get to those episodes. I might watch 4 episodes. You know, here I am sitting down watching TV 2, 3, 4 hours while Riley is sleeping. I don't sleep like he sleeps. I would like to sleep like he sleeps. Because I can promise y'all, he can sleep 15 hours a day. Easily. I promise y'all. And yes, I do be jealous. I be so mad. Why is he sleeping? I can't sleep. And I will wake him up. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. I will wake him up. All I gotta do is cut on the light. That's all I gotta do. Get up and cut on the big light. And he'll wake up.
All them days I didn't give up 5, 4, and 3 hours of sleep.
You're making up for him?
I'm trying my best.
He had 20 years of that. Yeah, he's making up for him. But I just don't be understanding. person can get 8 hours of sleep, wake up, go get a cup of coffee, get him something to eat, and then go back to sleep for another 4 hours. I'd be mad. And then wake up. We'll wake back up, y'all. I'm cutting him off, but he will wake back up, get him some more coffee, and go back to sleep.
I'll
retire. Yeah, okay. Then I'll be up, y'all. But see, God got me this morning. I got up. Normally when I wake up, I do pray. You know, and a lot of times I go into my little study room, office slash study room, all the 9 yards, you know. Yeah. And a lot of times when I'm doing that, I will go ahead and pray. You know, and I have my little different prayers I want to do. And this morning, y'all, I said, okay, Lord, I haven't been before you. You know, I didn't say the prayer I usually, you know, pray. And I always try to, first thing in the morning, prayer, the Lord's model prayer. I didn't do that this morning. I just woke up and said, thank you, Lord, for waking me. Thank you, Lord. You give me another opportunity. And so I got and did what I need to do, and I will go lay back down in the bed and get me another nap.
What was that?
I went and laid back down. Remember, I went and laid back down in the bed, called myself to give me another nap.
You know what happened,
y'all?
You got another nap.
I called myself. But I was only up about 10, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to give me another nap. So I got me another nap. I laid down. Then the phone rang, and Rock gonna give me the phone. Hey, no, I don't need the phone. I'm asleep. I will promise you the world and deliver you nothing if you call me and talk to me in my sleep. I tell people out, if you call me and I'm asleep, don't talk to me, because tomorrow you be talking, you promise you're gonna do such and such. I tell you, oh, well, I told you about talking to me in my sleep. So, you know, so I'm gonna get up. My son, he got a question for me. I'm gonna get on up finally. So I'm just going to put on my praise and worship music. Y'all, I'm here to tell you, I end up having such a sweet, wonderful Holy Ghost party with Jesus. And when I tell you, when he say nothing like that name of Jesus, that sweet name. And he said, sometimes the Holy Ghost just won't leave you alone. I was having one of those days. But then I understood later why Jesus had me in intercession. You know, I would start praying in tongues, and I was praying. And next thing I know, I was in song. I was back in tongues. I was in song. You know, I done said the Lord's Prayer. I done sung it. Y'all, I just had a Holy Ghost prayer. I could promise you, the Holy Ghost had me for about an hour and 45 minutes. And he just wouldn't let me go. I don't know what I was interceding for. I don't know who I was interceding for. I was just doing the will of my Father. And I could promise you, I done called him every name I could think of to call him today. You know, because he is my everything. He's my provider. There's none like him. None like him. We can't get around him. We can't get under him. We can't get over him. Because we got to go through him. And so our next name that we own.
All right. Morning Star.
Ooh, Hebrews.
Yes.
No, that's Revelation.
Revelation
22:16. Revelation 22:16. Riley, what did that mean and say?
It says, Jesus lights our way.
He lights our way.
Yeah.
And how is it that he lights our way?
I ain't got over that.
Oh, you ain't got that part yet, baby? He lights our way, though. We got to allow him, though. See, he goes before us.
Oh, Lord.
But we don't always follow. He has a road lit up. So you know how you be driving down the street you can't see? And you hit your bright lights?
Jesus, the brightest.
We hit our bright lights so we can see. And all of a sudden, when you hit those bright lights, the road just light up. You know, my grandbaby, he told me when we first came to Mississippi, we're talking about it's not dark out here. I said, baby, Mississippi dark is a different type of dark. I said, this is a different type of black from Detroit black. Nah, Nana, it ain't all that dark.
Dark is dark.
Nah, dark is not dark. I don't buy that. Because we coming around Pickle Avenue and I see it. Oh. It ain't dark. Oh, Nana, I tell you what, he said, I can walk in this. I ain't scared to walk. I said, okay, go ahead and get out. Now, this is about 7 o'clock during the wintertime. So he would be a smart butt and get on out the car. And I purposely locked the doors. And he started to walk. And I cut the lights off on the car. He got to knock on the door. Let me in, Nana, let me in. I can't see. I said, I know you can't see. I said, this is a different type of dog from Michigan. And I let him on in the car finally. As I made him bag a little bit. I let him in the car. And so after I said, you see how bright it is with the lights on? I said, no, I don't even have on the bright light. I said, and now I cut the lights. I said, you see how dark it is? And I cut the lights back on. And I said, now you see, you can see from here down to the corner with the regular lights on. But I hit the bright lights. I said, you see how bright that is now? He said, you can really see. He said, okay, Nana, you won.
You know.
And that's how Jesus is.
You know, I grew up here on Pickle, and we'll walk down to the store at night.
I don't know how y'all did it.
We know every hole we know in the road. And we could go walk where we wanted to. Didn't have no flashlight. And, you know, just like you out there walking, there's somebody else out there walking too.
Yeah, but that's
and
okay.
You walking. And then all of a sudden, you face to face with somebody because you didn't see him coming.
Hey, but see, that's why Jesus, thank God for Jesus being the light. This is what it says in Revelation 22:16. It is that I, Jesus, this is Jesus talking, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star.
Yes.
Oh, give God some praise right there.
They say Jesus is the brightest star.
And yeah.
And the light of the world. We shall not lose our way in his life.
Hallelujah. See, we also call him the day star as in 2 Peter 1:19.
Yeah.
We call him the star as in Numbers 24:17. We call him the sunrise as in Luke 1:78. And the sun of righteousness as in Malachi 4:2.
Because
Jesus is our everything.
Yes, yes.
Jesus is our everything. He is our carpenter.
Hold it.
Yeah. The carpenter. As in Mark 6:3. The carpenter. As in Mark 6:3. And as Riley, what's the definition of that?
Jesus is, Jesus is one of us.
Woo!
Glory, 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 hallelujah.
You know what? It says, Mark 6:3 says, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. See, that's what Jesus told them. A prophet is not without honor, but only his own country. Jesus, he is the carpenter. He's the carpenter's son. Because, see, that was what he learned through his earthly father, Joseph. The livelihood. But y'all know he's the chosen one. He is God's chosen one, which is the meaning. And that's coming from Luke 23:35. You know, as the chosen one, Jesus is God's chosen one, chosen for glory and great sacrifice. We in him are God's chosen people. You know, we call him the elect one, as in Isaiah 42:1. The chosen one, as in Luke 23:35. He is our chief cornerstone and our rock of safety. It says that Jesus is the cornerstone, which the religious leaders rejected, but which God chose from eternity to build his house, a temple of living stone. We can rely on him as our solid foundation. So we have to also call him foundation, the living stone, the precious stone, the rock of offense, the stone. See, he got so many beautiful names. You can find these names all throughout the Bible. Isaiah 28:16, Psalms 118:22, Ephesians 2:20, 1 Peter 2:6, 1 Corinthians 3:11, 1 Peter 2:4, Isaiah 28:16, 1 Corinthians 10:4, 1 Peter 2:8, Psalms 118:22. And as always, Jesus is the door. The door. He's our gateway. Jesus is our opening to God. He is the only way into heaven. The only way. You can't get into heaven no other way except through Jesus. You can't go around him. Can't go under him. You can't go over him. You got to go through him. Got to go through Jesus. Go ahead, Riley. Take it away.
Something you got to do for yourself.
You got to do it for yourself because he is the door.
Can't do it. Daddy can't do it. Sister can't do it. Brother can't do it. Pastor can't do it. You know, first lady can't do it. The deacons can't do it because everybody got to do it for themselves.
You know, this is what John 10:9 says. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Wow. So if you don't know Jesus for yourself, we invite you right now to enter into a relationship with him. Enter in with him. You know, let him in. Because he's knocking at your door. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants you to come on into the fold. He He wants you to become one of his sheep. He said he will lead 99 to go find that one.
He wants you to have a good and prosper life.
Yes.
You know. All you have to do is just have a relationship.
That's what you want.
You know, just tell him what you want. And, you know, just like you, you know, you don't wait till you get in trouble to call him. Just like you call him when you're in trouble. Call him when things is good.
Hallelujah.
You know.
Hallelujah.
Call him when he done made things good for you.
Woo! Yes.
You know,
call him in good times.
See,
call him in bad times.
When you call him when he done made things good for you, he know you love him.
Yeah.
You know?
Give God some love.
Give him some love. You know you love him because you called him, and you ain't called him because you in trouble or you need something. You just call him just to tell him you love him.
Hallelujah.
You know?
Hallelujah. You know, Romans 10:9, it says that if you shall confess with your mouth in the Lord Jesus, confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and if you shall believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. See, this is the one thing that you must do it for yourself. This is the one thing that no matter how everybody else has been doing things for you, this is the one thing that you have to do for yourself. Mama can't save you.
Amen.
She can't. She can pray for you.
Amen.
But you got to confess.
Yes.
Daddy, he can pray for you, but you got to confess.
Amen.
Sister, brother, cousin,
amen.
Husband, wife, child, they can all pray for you. But you got to confess with your mouth.
Amen.
You got to confess Jesus.
And you don't have to go to church to do it.
Right, and you don't have to go to church.
You don't have to go to church.
Right where you are, right now. You can be in your car.
No.
You know, you can be sitting at home listening to the radio.
Amen.
You can be with your friends. But all you got to do is say, Lord, I repent.
Yes.
Right now.
Right now.
I repent of all my sins. I have sinned against you, Nabby.
Yes.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me, Lord.
Come into my heart, Lord.
Yes.
Sup with me, Lord. I believe in my heart that you died for me.
Yes, I do.
I believe in
yes.
my heart that God raised you up on that third day and you seated in
glory,
heaven with him.
Glory, yes.
Now, Lord, I need you.
Amen.
I need you.
Need you
and
Lord.
I thank you for forgiving me for
yes.
my sins.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
I know that you are Lord and Savior, Jesus.
Yes, you is. Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Father, for sending Jesus for me.
Glory. Glory.
And in his mighty name,
hallelujah.
That name above all names,
hallelujah.
I say thank you, Father.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you in Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
If you said that
yes,
prayer,
yes.
you are saved. You know, and
glory.
For those that you listen to us all the time,
glory.
You know, we don't have,
glory.
I don't have a set format of the way that you can repent.
Yes.
Because you have to repent the way that God gives to you in your heart.
Yes.
And when I'm up here praying, I'm praying what God give me in my heart to
Amen.
Say. You know, Acts 14:12 says that neither is there any name, for there is none other name under the heaven given among men which by we must be saved. So I say you are saved.
Yes.
Welcome to the family.
Yes.
God love you. We love you. And don't let nobody steal your joy.
Amen.
Don't let nobody steal your
glory.
Joy. Because I can promise you, the enemy is going to come and immediately try to steal, steal your joy. But you got to stand on the word of God and let the enemy know that I am saved. I have confessed Jesus.
Yes.
I have confessed Jesus.
Yes, yes.
But Linda, you still struggling with that.
Glory. Shabbat.
Wow. God said, know who he is.
Amen. Shabbat. Shabbat. Shabbat.
Know who he is.
Glory.
You don't have to struggle with that anymore, Belinda.
Glory to his name.
See,
yes, Lord.
When you confess Jesus, when you got your hand in Jesus' hand, the enemy, he's going to try to come against you. But see, when your hand is in Jesus' hand, he'll come at you one way, but he'll flee seven ways. So, Belinda, you keep confessing that Jesus is Lord of your life.
Jesus. Jesus.
Forget what happened yesterday.
Jesus.
It don't matter what you did yesterday. Because, see, every time you confess Jesus, God threw that into the lake of forgiveness.
Jesus.
And he don't want you to think about that no more.
Jesus. Jesus.
God got a work for you to do.
Jesus.
My sister, he has a work for you to do.
Jesus.
Go into your prayer closet.
Jesus.
Oh, we just thank
Jesus.
You. We thank you. We thank you.
Jesus. Jesus.
Riley, you have anything?
Love.
Hallelujah.
You know, people's going to look at you this way. You know what? You change on the inside. That Holy Spirit on the inside. Those things you used to do, you don't do anymore. The places you used to go, you don't go anymore. You know, there's certain things that you used to do, now you're going to feel guilty if you do.
Ooh, yes.
You know, and then if you do them, and that night you can't sleep and you're restless and that's the Holy Spirit working on you.
Repent.
You know, just throw up both hands and say, I'm sorry. You know.
He's just that good to forgive you right then and there.
I'm sorry. You know, and see, that, don't worry about them
Lisa.